So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success. You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But
of course.
There is no magic wand to wave right now.
Might have to get me the bees for tomorrow.
Bees!
George Bush and the bees.
Bees.
A little personal note. I know Rob is about to launch his little weight loss thing that's coming up. We'll be talking about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be talking about that more in the future. Mm-hmm. Rob will be talking about it because he'll be compensated. I would love, and I haven't said this specifically, whoever that guy was that said he was both a physical therapist and a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he worked at the YMCA in Reston.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
They lost his phone number. If you're out there or you know the guy that I'm talking about, please call back because I really am interested in talking to you about maybe, you know, getting serious about this because the old back after my back surgery is doing gangbusters. And as much as I hate to say it, I'm ready to really get to it. I'm really ready to get started. I'm ready to do a little exercise and, you know, get off the schneid, as it were.
It's time.
So we'll see what happens. And that bee story you had, Buzz, this guy has been on hold for about 10 minutes. Wanted to talk. John from Sacramento, you wanted to talk about bees?
No, I just want to talk about this whole Iraq thing. I thought that's what this was all about.
Okay, it said bees, so that's what that's what the comment
that's
was.
That's where it started, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, and first of all, I want to say, listen, I miss Don, but you know what? I love you too, Mike. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, and thanks for the nice words about Don. I appreciate
it. Yeah, we miss him. Anyway, listen, I feel, you know, like, I think if we want to end terrorism in this country, we have to stop. We have to stop imposing our way of life on people that don't want it. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you. And the thing is, you have to remember there are a lot of people that feel as though it is the mission of our government
mm-hmm.
to spread democracy, and that's the only way that our problems are going to be solved. That is, you know, it's well, they're called neocons, guys, and that's really
not
their
working.
Philosophy.
Well, yeah.
That's the way it works. And,
based
you know,
on the Marshall Plan of 60 years ago.
And you can make an argument, if you come from that point of view, that we haven't been attacked, we've been safe. And some can say, maybe that's the reason we have been safe. I'm not in a position where I would sit there and argue to the death that that might not be true, but I do believe this is my personal philosophy, that I think that the more you gain understanding of an area, the more you can you know, improve the world atmosphere.
Crazy talk.
And it's a small little planet we're on now, and I just don't think we can be that arrogant. That's just my opinion. And as Dennis Miller said, I could be wrong, but I'm not. Let's get back to Buzz Burbank.
Let's. Yes, the Kentucky and Oregon primaries are today.
I forgot about that. I completely forgot about that because, you know, everybody says it's all wrapped up.
Sure, Mike.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do?
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Oh, yeah. Hillary.
You'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton will win Kentucky and Obama will win Oregon. And although the delegates Obama wins today will not put him over the top, it will cause even more delegates to commit for the first time or defect from Hillary's camp.
And they say that this may happen the rest of this week, right? After these primaries are decided,
mm-hmm.
once and for all, people are going to line up. You know, these superdelegates could help the cause a little bit, too, get this thing all
wrapped up. Maybe this will be the week. Maybe they will.
We'll see what happens.
Only three. This is the good news as far as I think a lot of people are concerned. Only three more of these primaries to go after today. The last two are 2 weeks from today in Montana and South Dakota.
Yeah, but what people don't realize that if you're new to the electorate, if you're new to the system, ladies and gentlemen, once the primaries are over, get ready because we've got to go through the secondaries. Enjoy that process. Yes, that's right. We do it all over again.
It takes so long.
The great thing about it, there are people listening right now that are going,
what?
Really?
Do we have to register?
Yes, sirree.
Here's some genuinely good news.
Hi to everybody at American University.
Poli-Sci department.
Sure.
Really good news, I think. We are weaning ourselves off of foreign oil. It's a fact. We are now importing the smallest percentage in 21 years. The reasons aren't all delightful. High prices, more efficient cars, that's good. They get some of the credit.
Amen.
But the use of ethanol, with all its other evils, has also helped reduce our dependence on expensive foreign oil.
Yeah, but it makes corn more expensive.
It does.
Sweet corn or field corn?
I like sweet corn. You told me that before. I'm going to eat some sweet corn right now, right on a cob with lots of butter on it.
I think you need to plant corn. I really do.
All right, I'll do that. Okay, Farmer John.
We're now importing 60% of our oil. The Energy Department says we'll be down to 50 in 7 years.
50?
If it were only less and sooner. The average price of a gallon of regular is about to crack the $4 mark. In a couple of cities, it already has.
It seems, you know, expensive.
This is my advice to all. It seems expensive.
Seems high?
Seems a little high to you.
Yeah, to me.
Just a wee bit. Here's the future. I really think the future is coming up with technologies to make hot cars
mm-hmm.
unbelievably fuel efficient.
They're already headed in that direction.
Yeah, I love these turbo hot hybrids. They're very, very,
very cool.
I'm excited about that.
How about a Tahoe with pedals?
Well, the Tahoe, you know, people say the
Tahoe. Don't have them already.
The Tahoe that got all those awards for being the Tahoe hybrid gets, what, 17 miles highway, right?
You know, that's two more than I get, and I don't have a hybrid.
But
Tahoe.
I mean, it's not all that dramatic.
No, it's not.
What I'm saying.
Sadly, it's not. No. I like the comfort and the speed.
Oh, we told you recently about that road rage survey that said everyone's biggest complaint is other drivers paying more attention to their phone calls than their driving.
Yeah, I'm in that category. Exactly. Thank you.
We have met the enemy, and he is us. Not surprisingly, another new survey shows that 80% of us do use the phone while driving.
How many in this room?
Yeah, all of us, I think.
Yeah, we are.
But never in the District of Columbia where it's illegal.
That's right, Rob.
Shut the hell up!
That was a little harsh.
I liked it.
Thought it was right on. Mm-hmm. This survey shows adults are worse than teens about talking on the phone while driving.
Mm-hmm.
40% of us say we don't watch the road as we read and write text messages. 40% of us say we've almost had an accident because of that.
I know what kind of accident I almost had.
Yeah. The kind that you had to change your shorts?
A biological one.
Very, very. That's very the kind. Nervous. Well, Rob gets excited when you text him.
Less so since the surgery.
Yeah, very much.
Teenagers.
Rob, don't sneeze, Rob.
Right. Teenagers are not off the hook, though, even if they aren't on the phone. 62% of teens who die in crashes weren't even wearing seatbelts.
Okay, well,
another problem.
You know, I am guilty of that text thing. I've stopped it since everybody, like, screamed at me on the show one day.
Yeah.
When I said, yeah, I texted.
Yeah.
But when I was new to the whole texting game, and then I went
That's
out and
the
bought
worst
the,
time.
You know, I bought the phone, this little LG phone. What's it called? The Rumor, the LG Rumor phone.
The Rumor.
Well, that's what it is. See, because you see, it's a telephone, and then it's a texting keyboard.
Cool. It's called Scout.
Isn't that cool? You still have your katana?
I do. I love it.
Have you seen the new katana?
I've not.
It's a very space-age new katana they have.
Do I need to get it?
I'm a phone addict.
I need to get a new phone soon because my battery is down now where it lasts just about a day. You know how the battery's just...
This one's starting to
fade.
You know, fade out also.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
But I wish I could figure out a way to not have to go in and like blow up the whole plan and do that, which I do every time.
Well, that's how they get you.
Exactly.
Well, also, you know how they get you because I don't pay attention to those details.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards!
Now, about seatbelts, I can remember when no one wore seatbelts. I'm sure you guys can,
we
too.
All wear them, right?
Yeah,
we
of do? Course. Yeah.
I remember when Buzz remembers where you didn't have seatbelts and you...
Oh, we didn't have seatbelts. Seats.
You had a steed in front of you. You had a trusty steed.
But doesn't it feel weird? Do you ever, like, just if you're on a short trip, sometimes not bother with your seatbelt? Doesn't it just feel weird?
No.
That's why I like my car. My car doesn't yell at me like all the other cars. I was in my sister's car over the weekend. She has a Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been in that car did everything but saying, put it on. Put it on. Put it on.
Yep.
Put
hey.
It on.
Hey.
Shut up. And then I said,
I am totally going to bang Holly. She's cute and helpful. And she really seems into me.
I love the way he says helpful.
I know.
Helpful.
Well, the next official headcount is 2 years away, but census officials are already dreaming up ways to make you want to fill out the forms. Like free iPods, Starbucks gift certificates, even cash.
Idiots. We're going to get an iPod.
We're all being bred to eat.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we're all being bred like cattle. I swear to God. Yeah. What will make them fill out the form so we know where they are so we can slaughter them and eat them?
But that's what they're doing, Mike. That's
exactly.
What they're doing. Officials are checking now to see if this would even be legal.
Mm-hmm.
And why does the government think incentives are necessary? Well, according to census historian Margot Anderson, it's because of increased distrust in the government. Partly because of things like warrantless wiretapping.
Hello, Marge. This is Rick over in Census. Listen, we've got the plan here. Yes, we're going to be sending them out next week. And send the offers out for chocolate and lottery tickets. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Topless,
yes, Philip.
How about topless census takers?
Topless census takers handing out chocolate and lottery tickets.
It's a
done deal. Thank you very much.
Here's something your high school guidance teacher, counselor, never told you. You can make more money panhandling than you can as a construction worker.
Oh, BS.
Oh, no, listen to this. We'll start with the numbers from Forbes magazine.
Now, you're going to make me feel bad because I dole out some cash every now and then, especially over in Rockville, which was ground zero.
Yeah.
Over on Rockville Pike, I swear to God, it's a total culture
exactly.
over there.
Among hourly wage jobs, according to Forbes, construction workers average $14.88 an hour. Consumer service reps make $14.93 an hour. Auto techs make $17.54 an hour on average. Administrative assistants make $19.57. Sales reps top the list at $27.67 an hour.
Jesus.
But a recent study reported that panhandlers make as much as $15 an hour, which puts them ahead of construction workers and consumer service representatives.
We actually proved this on the show probably in like 92
yeah,
or 3.
I remember this.
We sent a panhandler down, I remember, to Wisconsin and M. And in 2 hours, he made about $50.
When did they put that as a as a program at VCU?
What, panhandling?
Panhandling.
They have a doctorate available.
Finally.
You laughed. There was a lot of panhandlers in Richmond, and I got so what I would do is when they'd come up to me, before they'd speak, I'd say, You got a dollar I can have?
Oh, that's a good way.
The past.
Nice strategy.
This evening, a two-parter called How Did the Date End?
How did the date end?
In a suburban Miami bar last weekend, a 20-something woman got drunk, hopped up on the bar, and started dancing.
How did the date end?
Her clothing was caught by a candle flame, and in the blink of an eye, she had also set fire to a guy who just happened to be walking by the bar at the time. They're both being treated for burns.
We have audio from that guy.
I am totally gonna bang Holly. She is cute and helpful. And she really seems into me.
But details are sketchier about the drunk couple in Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
How did the date end?
The fire chief there noticed Sunday a woman rummaging through one of the department's vehicles. She led authorities to a spot in the woods where they found her boyfriend's clothing.
Oh.
They found her shivering boyfriend after a helicopter search wearing nothing but sandals and a wristwatch.
Sandals. Let him keep his shoes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank.
You bet.
We want to thank Brent Case. That's the guy that got attacked by the grizzly bear.
Cool.
From Vancouver, Canada, and hope he has a speedy recovery after that. Also, I don't know much about what this guy did. We had fun talking to him, though. Chris Costigan, the website, I believe, is gambling911. One.com. They're odds makers, and they'll tell you what to bet on and how you will do. And also want to thank Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
For his magnificent new game. And we enjoyed it. We'll be playing it again. Never. It's called Tard Shark.
And I hope you enjoyed the pilot.
The pilot was wonderful,
thank
Rob.
Thank you.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Tard One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you rules are meant to be broken, and sometimes they can be bent. And on this show, the rules for Tard Sharks mean I'm going to drink an entire bottle of wine on my drive home tonight. We'll see you tomorrow with lots of good stuff, and good night, everybody.
Good night.